Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Sai Ramuchtaba with World News. The headlines. India rejects White House trade advisor Peter Navarro's comments, calls them inaccurate and misleading. Prime Minister of Mauritius Navin Chandra Ramgoolam to visit India from 9th to 16th of this month. Russian President Vladimir Putin says any Western troops deployed to Ukraine will be legitimate targets for Moscow to attack. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi holds talks with European Union Foreign Policy Chief to discuss Tehran's nuclear issue. And in the US Open tennis, Amanda Anisimova sets up women's singles final with defending champion Arina Sabalenka. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister of Mauritius Navin Chandra Ramgoolam will undertake a state visit to India from the 9th to 16th of this month. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said, "This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Mr. Ramgoolam to India in his current term." Responding to a media query on US President Donald Trump's latest post on Truth Social, Mr. Jaiswal said, "MEA has no comments to offer on it." On a query on Quad Summit, he said, "Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interests in a number of areas, and the leaders' summit is scheduled through diplomatic consultations among the four partners."
जहाँ तक टैरिफ का सवाल हो या भारत अमेरिकी रिश्ते का सवाल हो, इन दोनों मुद्दे पे हम लोगों ने स्टेटमेंट जारी किया है और मैं चाहूंगा कि आप उस स्टेटमेंट को देखें। टैरिफ के मुद्दे पर हम लोगों ने स्टेटमेंट जारी किया है, एक नहीं है, एक से ज्यादा किया है। और जहाँ तक रिश्तों की बात है, उसके बारे में अभी मैंने खुलासा किया कि किस प्रकार से हम भारत और अमेरिका के रिश्ते को देखते हैं कि एक साझेदारी, एक कॉम्प्रेहेंसिव पार्टनरशिप है, स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप है, और इसमें जो सब्सटेंटिव एजेंडा है उसके साथ हम आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं इस बेसिस पे कि दोनों देशों के हितों को रखा जाए और साथ में आपसी दोनों में
On the comments of White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, Mr. Jaiswal said MEA has seen the inaccurate and misleading statements made by Mr. Navarro and rejects it. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Prime Minister of Bhutan, Sherin Tobgay, in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the unique and time-tested partnership between India and Bhutan continues to move from strength to strength. He thanked Prime Minister of Bhutan for his leadership and guidance. India has welcomed the recent positive developments towards resolving the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. It emphasized the need for dialogue and diplomacy to resolve the conflict while voicing concern over the war's collateral consequences, including prices of fuel, saying countries of the global south have been left to fend for themselves. India's permanent representative to the UN, P. Harish, was speaking in the UN General Assembly during a debate on the Ukraine conflict. While expressing support for efforts to end the war in Ukraine, Mr. Harish appreciated the progress made on the matter during the summit in Alaska between US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin on the 15th of last month. Russian President Vladimir Putin today said that any Western troops deployed to Ukraine will be legitimate targets for Moscow to attack. Mr. Putin was speaking at an economic forum in Vladivostok a day after French President Emmanuel Macron said 26 countries had pledged to provide post-war security guarantees to Ukraine, including an international force on land, sea, and in the air. Russia has long argued that one of its reasons for going to war in Ukraine was to prevent NATO from admitting Kiev as a member and placing its forces in Ukraine. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has said that Germany's decision on any future direct military involvement in Ukraine's security guarantees will be influenced by the type and extent of the US involvement, among other factors. Merz made the remarks during a virtual meeting of the Coalition of the Willing, hosted by the French government yesterday, which gathered European leaders and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Europe is ready to make a decisive contribution of security guarantees to Ukraine once a negotiated solution is reached. He said the conditions include the nature and scale of involvement from the US and the outcome of the negotiation process. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi and European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas have discussed the latest developments regarding Tehran's nuclear issue. Iran's foreign ministry today said the discussion took place in the Qatar's capital, Doha, last evening after France, Britain and Germany moved to trigger a mechanism to reinstate international sanctions on Iran. According to a statement released by the Iranian foreign ministry, Araghchi and Kallas also exchanged views on Iran's cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Araghchi described as unlawful and unjustified the move by Britain, France and Germany to trigger the mechanism to prepare the ground for the reinstatement of the lifted UN Security Council sanctions on Iran. Kallas, for her part, said diplomacy and negotiation were the only ways to remove all parties' concerns, highlighting the need to give diplomacy more chance. The United States has announced a new visa restriction policy targeting certain Central American nationals accused of acting on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP, and undermining the rule of law. In a press statement, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced a new visa restriction policy to allow the U.S. to restrict American visas for nationals from Central American countries who are intentionally acting on behalf of the CCP and knowingly direct, authorize, fund, and provide significant support to or carry out activities that undermine the rule of law in the region. The statement emphasized that the U.S. is committed to countering China's corrupt influence in Central America and restrict its attempts to subvert the rule of law. Japan and Australia have decided to expand their security ties in several areas, including defense equipment and cybersphere, during the 2+2 talks held in Tokyo. While addressing a joint presser following the discussions, Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya today announced that the two nations will bolster their joint deterrence capabilities, considering the increasingly severe regional security environment. The minister made the remarks after a meeting with Japanese Defense Minister General Nakatani and their Australian counterparts Benny Wong and Richard Marles. Australian Defense Minister Richard Marles said that the two nations have agreed to elevate the special strategic partnership, which would lead to more exercises and enhanced cooperation in logistics, cyber, and other sectors. India's foreign exchange reserves rose $3.51 billion, reaching over $694.2 billion in the week ending on the 29th of August. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India, during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, increased by around $1.69 billion to over $583.9 billion. In the US Open tennis, Amanda Anisimova has set up women's singles final with defending champion Aryna Sabalenka by beating Naomi Osaka. America's Anisimova defeated Naomi in the second semifinal clash this morning. Sabalenka of Belarus defeated Jessica Pegula of US in the first semifinal. In the men's single semifinals, Italian world number one and defending champion Jannik Sinner will face Canada's Felix Auger Aliassime, while Djokovic will clash with Spain's Carlos Alcaraz. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India rejects White House trade advisor Peter Navarro's comments, calls them inaccurate and misleading. Prime Minister of Mauritius Navin Chandraramgulam to visit India from 9th to 16th of this month. Russian President Putin says any Western troops deployed to Ukraine will be legitimate targets for Moscow to attack. Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi holds talks with European Union Foreign Policy Chief to discuss Tehran's nuclear issue. And in the US Open tennis, Amanda Anisimova sets up women's singles final with defending champion Aryna Sabalenka. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.